Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, Colombo, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink, nothing in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda.
By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Kokomo,
Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda.
Welcome everyone to our regular segment, Talking Travel, with your personal travel manager, Aaron Beckford, sponsor of this station. Welcome, Aaron, and what will we be talking about today?
Yeah, good morning, Jen. Thank you once again for having me. And today we'll be talking about some great rail journeys in Australia.
Great.
Such as the Indian Pacific and the GAN and the newly released Great Southern Rail Journey. And as an added bonus, I was fortunate enough to participate in a recent inspection on the Indian Pacific last week in Sydney.
Lucky you.
Yeah, it was really, really good, really interesting.
Well, you always have first-hand information, Erin. And can you let me and our listeners know a little bit more about each rail journey and where they go to and from?
Yeah, certainly. Well, firstly, the train I saw last week, which is the Indian Pacific, or it's better known as, or affectionately known as, the Desert Queen.
I like that one.
Yes. So that one operates between Sydney and Perth, or vice versa. The Indian Pacific journey departs from Sydney every Wednesday afternoon and arrives into Perth via Adelaide on a Saturday afternoon. And then the journey then departs Perth every Sunday morning and arrives back into Sydney about lunchtime on a Wednesday.
Right.
And there's an option to take part in a Blue Mountains off-train excursion.
Oh, okay.
on the Wednesday morning, so that then gets travellers into Sydney a little bit later on the Wednesday. And the Indian Pacific, it also visits Broken Hill and Adelaide, as I mentioned, and it also has a really special stop along the Nullarbor when they're doing the crossing. So, after visiting the train last week, I really certainly can say that it's much more spacious than what I had anticipated. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, beautifully well-appointed cabins and bathrooms with very modern amenities, mm-hmm. And really beautiful-looking lounge and dining cars.
And it's really good that you get first-hand to look at it to tell your customers
I just mentioned to you before we started the segment that they're constantly refurbing each carriage and each train, so I really liked that.
They're up to
date. They're always working on them, which is great.
That's good.
And the GAN, mm-hmm. It's actually an identical train to the Indian Pacific, so that's nice. If you've been on one, then you sort of feel at home if you go on the next one.
Well, you know what to expect, don't
that's
you?
That's right, and so the GAN operates between Adelaide and Darwin and mm-hmm. vice versa. And it departs Adelaide on a Sunday at lunchtime and arrives into Darwin Tuesday evening. Mm-hmm. It operates all year round with extra departures put on over the dry season.
Okay.
Season. I can't talk today. dry season in Darwin. So between June and August, that's the dry season when some extra departures will come on. And the GAN stops at Katherine and in the Northern Territory in Alice Springs. Mm-hmm. And then it has a stop at either Mala or Manguri in South Australia, and they have a really special off-train experience down there. And then we have the brand new luxury Australian train journey, which is the Great Southern.
Right.
And this will be operating between Brisbane and Adelaide and return. And it will only be operating over December and January.
Oh, okay.
So starting this year. Mm-hmm. And the Great Southern will be departing Brisbane on a Monday morning and arriving into Adelaide on a Thursday morning. And then coming the other direction, it will depart Adelaide on a Friday and then arrive into Brisbane Sunday evening.
Right.
It really offers some really quite memorable off-train excursions. So
that's
people
good.
Will get to come to the Hunter Valley, Northern New South Wales, Canberra, the 12 Apostles in Victoria and the Grampians. And it will just depend on which direction you take that journey as to which destinations you get to visit. So that will be a really, really special train journey to take.
Yeah, well, Erin, each of these Australian rail journeys sound fantastic. I've always been interested in that, and such a wonderful way to see our own country.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned off-train excursions earlier.
Yeah.
Can you let us know what they are and how much we can expect to pay for one? That's important.
Yes, it is. And let me start by saying that each of these Australian rail journeys mm-hmm. are completely all-inclusive.
Okay, all right.
So you don't have to pay for mm-hmm. any of the off-train excursions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There is one, if I think there's one that's a scenic flight that you may need to pay for, but all the included excursions, which I'll go on to explain a little about, they're all free. So you can take part in such excursions as, a day exploring the Barossa Valley and Harndorf, if you're on the Indian Pacific out of Adelaide. Mm-hmm. Also during the Sydney to Perth journey, you can experience dinner under the stars in Rorleigh, which is along the Nullarbor, so that's special.
Beautiful,
And on the return journey, you'll get to stop at Rorleigh again, but for a sunrise breakfast.
Oh, yes.
And they even have, the musicians come off the train and, serenade you and things.
Wow.
And then in both directions on the GAN, you'll get an immersive experience in both Katherine and Alice, including a Katherine Gorge cruise and a visit to Simpson's Gap from Alice Springs.
Right.
And then, you can either, as I said, do the stop in Mala or Mungari, and you have an off-train meal at either one of those stops.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Great Southern Journey, that offers a lot of off-train experiences. As I said, from the Hunter Valley, you can do some wine touring. Mm-hmm. You can go to the iconic Canberra and do a tour of our nation's capital. And there's also an afternoon tour and walk around the Grampians and then a guided coach to see the 12 Apostles in Victoria. So, you know, it will really depend on the direction that you take the rail journey for all three as to what different excursions are available. But there's just so many to choose from. Yeah.
They all sound fantastic.
Yeah.
And to hear the rail journeys are all inclusive.
Yes.
And there are so many excursions available. Now, I think we'll take a short break and listen to a train-inspired song by Gladys Knight. Here it is, Midnight Train to Georgia. Let's go with Gladys Knight. Here we go.
He's leaving the light he's come to know.
Welcome back to our Talking Travel segment with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. And today we are talking about great rail journeys in Australia. Now, Erin, when you said that these great Australian rail journeys are all inclusive, can you explain what is actually included? Because I think a lot of us get a bit confused there when when we don't know, you know, exactly what's transpiring there.
Yeah. Well, I can say, with hand on heart, everything is included.
In inverted commas, right?
So, from your cabin.
All right.
So, that's either a platinum cabin, a gold twin or double, or a gold single cabin.
Okay, yeah.
All of your in-room amenities. So, every cabin, it's serviced twice a day.
Oh, okay.
So, it's just like a hotel, serviced twice a day.
Yeah.
They'll come in and make up your bed and take down your bed. You get I can't remember the brand, but beautifully appointed toiletries in your cabin.
Okay. Oh.
A bottle of water.
Beautiful.
You know, other amenities and things. There's also other amenities available, like shoe shining and hair dryers and different things like that.
Yeah.
All the meals are included, so breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you know, snacks in between, as well as all your drinks.
Wow.
So that's so that's Australian wines, beers, spirits, soft drinks, juices, specialty coffees, teas, everything.
Wow.
Each carriage actually has its own tea and coffee station. So even in the carriage with the cabins, there's a station where you can go up and make yourself a tea or a coffee.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So if you wake up early and breakfast isn't ready yet, you can go and have a nice cup of tea and come and sit back in bed or in your cabin. So, yeah, and whether you're dining you're dining in the gold or the platinum restaurants, there's plenty of meal options to choose from.
Right.
So it's an a la carte style restaurant. So, yeah, and as I said, barista coffees, non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages, they're available. It really is all-inclusive.
Sounds fabulous,
As I mentioned, the off-train excursions, apart from the scenic flight, which is understandable.
Understandable, yeah.
Are included. There's onboard commentary. There's live entertainment. And, you know, musicians that are on board, but they also come off when you do the off-train meals.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's
It's really special.
Okay, it really is all-inclusive, and that's what we all want to know,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yes.
And Erin, what piece of inside information can you leave us with today? I know you know all the little ins and outs of
yes,
things.
True. well, one thing that I learnt recently, or one train experience that's not as well known, I suppose, is the Ghan Expedition.
Right.
So it's a longer journey that operates from Darwin to Adelaide, and it offers 4 days and three nights, which is longer than the usual Ghan.
Right.
And the special edition is the opportunity to take that scenic flight that I was talking about.
That would be fabulous.
From Alice Springs over Uluru. So it's a great expedition-style experience, and it's a really nice way to see the outback.
Yep.
There's also some longer journeys available that incorporate rail, cruise, and land experiences.
Okay.
So there's, you know, you can join a cruise in Western Australia or Adelaide or anything like that. So there's lots of different experiences that are available that people might not realise that complement the rail journeys that, I can help with.
And they're available,
Yeah, definitely.
Well, there's so many fantastic tips and information today. I really love this segment.
Yeah.
It's been fabulous, Erin. Thank you. And I'm sure you have created some interest in taking a luxury Australian rail journey. And if any of our listeners would like more information about today's segment or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin, our station sponsor, on 1300 655 427, or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can Google Erin Beckford. We'll be having a little hiatus until our next segment, I believe.
Thank you for today, Jen. It was a really good segment.
Yeah, it was.
As I said, I really enjoyed seeing the Indian Pacific last week. It's just a beautiful train. And yes, we'll be having a few weeks off now.
Okay.
As I'm about to embark on a pretty amazing trip through the deep south of America, one of your favourite destinations. Yeah.
I love it, yeah.
So I'll be away for a few weeks exploring this region, and then I'm going to take a Caribbean cruise.
Oh, it must be a hard life.
Yeah. Well, this is a holiday, so I'm very excited about
this. Absolutely, yeah.
And then we'll return with a segment on just that subject, mm-hmm. the deep south of America.
Yep.
And that will be on Wednesday, the 31st of July, at the same time, just after 10:30.
Sounds fabulous, and thank you for today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I'll certainly look forward to our next segment.
Next segment, yes.
I might have a little bit of information myself
there. Yes, I think so.
Okay, Erin, bye for now, and we'll see you
thank
at
you.
The end of July.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Are you thinking of a holiday but not sure where to start? Whether it's a cruise, an overseas or domestic trip, or even booking flights, you have your very own personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, to look after everything for you. With over 16 years in the travel industry and a multitude of her own travel experiences, Erin can help plan and tailor-make your dream holiday to anywhere in the world. And she's right here in Anna Bay. Where would you like to go today? Call Erin on 1300 655 427 or visit travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford to make your holiday dreams a reality.
Proud sponsor of Port Stephens FM.
Have you been